and thank you that it is a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path. And I pray that you would hide it in our heart, Lord, and we may not sin against you. Reading today, we've been reading and meditating. This is a familiar passage in the Gospels. With the sower, the whole thing about the sower and the seed, and one thing that Jesus said, do you understand this parable, and how will you understand all the parables? Like, if we can't understand this one, and we don't get this one, then we're not going to understand the rest of them, right? And Bishop talks a lot about the arch one, which was the one at the wedding in Cana. But this is the one where Jesus said, if you don't get it, you're not going to understand the rest of them either. Okay? So, not saying in our short period of time we have together, we're going to all understand it either. But familiar scripture. I'll go to two different places. Sower went out to sow. He was sowing. Seed fell beside the road. These are familiar scriptures. Birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on the rocky ground where it did not have much soil. Immediately it sprang up because it didn't have any depth. Afterwards the sun had risen, and it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. And we have other seeds that fell in good soil, and as they grew up and increased, they yielded a crop, and it produced 30, 60, and 100-fold. And Jesus said, he who has ears, let him hear. And then he explains it. And we'll read both in this interlude. Sower sows the word. And the one says the word of God. Okay? So this can be here either. We always think it's the written word. Yeah, it can be that. Or the word is, it can be a declaration from the Lord too. Like the Lord speaks a word to you. Or the word of the Lord. Even, but I want to look at it as maybe some things that God has spoken to you, spoken to me, personal words. You know, the only danger with getting a lot of words is you're held accountable for every one of those words. You hear me? I mean, this is serious. I don't like getting a lot of words because I want to do something with the words I already have. Right? And you're held responsible. It's the same principle here of God speaking a word to you. And then sometimes the word is spoken and immediately it's snatched. The enemy just sucks it away. And you can go away and not remember it at all. So, all right. These are the ones sown beside the road. They hear it immediately. Satan comes and snatches the word, which has been sown. There's also about the gospel of the kingdom. We understand that. People just not receiving the gospel too. But it's even more than that. We gotta expand our vision on this, okay? We can make it personal here. In a similar way, these are the ones where the seed is sown in the rocky places. When they hear the word of God, immediately they receive it with joy. But they have no firm root in themselves, but are only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, they fall away. Now, over in Luke, same thing. These are on the rocky soil. Are those, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. They have no firm root in themselves. They receive it for a little while, and then when temptation comes, they fall away. But you see, don't you see something, too, with these soils? Because it does say, you go back and read, and we don't have time to read all the scriptures, that when the seed fell, you think about when the sower went out, that there was already thorns up there, and there are rocks over here, and this was good soil, and when he scattered, but that's not what it means. Because it actually says the thorns grew up with the word. Right? The thorns, or the seeds of the thorns, were actually in the ground with it. Okay? The rocks were actually under the ground. Because it said it had really shallow soil. So right under that soil, there were rocks. Right? And then we have the good soil. Okay? So if you look at it like that, because if that would make sense, where there's a bunch of thorns there anyway, why would anybody sow on thorns, you know? Or a bunch of rocks there, who's going to go out there in that rock and throw seed? I mean, right? No sower with any sense would do that. But you can't see it. That's the deal. When the word, especially the one now talking about the word with the sown with the, on the rocky soil. It's this shallow. When it hits the, and it hits the rocks, it grows up. And it says when persecution arises because of the word, right? Proverbs 29 says every word of God is tested. Every word of God is tested. And the word will bring about persecution, right? Because of the word. It can bring about attack. It can bring about, you know, if you've never noticed that before, sometimes you get a word and it goes absolutely south of what that word was spoken to you, okay? The only thing the Lord is trying to do is to get you and I to let him get rid of the rocks. Okay? Because if I collapse under all persecution, I have no perseverance or steadfastness, right? That's what he's trying to get to, right? Perseverance and steadfastness is like one of those, you know, things of all through the New Testament that Scripture talks about, you know, especially if you go back and read the book of James. So if you let steadfastness and have its work in you, you'll be perfect and lacking nothing. Okay? But look at these soils. Like, all of us have some rocks. All of us have some thorns in there. And all of us have good soil. Okay? And we know a seed can sit in a place for a long time and germinate for a long time before it grows. And there's some seeds in us, seeds in you and I, that can't grow right now, because the Lord knows if it grows, it's going to be choked out. Or it's not going to be immediately when it comes up, the sun's going to burn it. And it's not going to bear or bring forth any fruit in our lives. And that's what the Lord was speaking to me. I'm like, Lord, what? I really don't want to talk about this today, because what are you trying to say? I know there's something you're trying to say here, and that's what he said he's trying to say. And all of us, there's word. There's these words that God has spoken. And he wants that word to come forth, but he can't, because we haven't allowed him to get rid of the thorns and the rocks that need to go. Especially the ones he talks about here. One affliction or persecution arises because of the word. And y'all have heard me say this. If you've been around me any length of time, the person I know that knows more about demonic things than I've ever seen and has discernment in a realm that I've may never experience. Been to Selma several times. It's had the biggest stronghold in the city. It's something we would think, oh, maybe racism, but it's not that at all. It's wanting to fit in. It's wanting to fit in and not be willing to pay the social price that it costs in the city. That chokes the word out. And it's like a big stronghold. It's like an enthroned spirit here. Interesting, huh? This one in, and I'll read both, one in Luke and then back in Mark, and we'll hurry. The seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go their way, they are choked with worries, riches, pleasures of this life. They bring no fruit to maturity. The Mark one. Others are the ones in whom the seed was sown among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word. Again, the worries, dividing fright, you know, of the world. The trickery or deceitfulness of riches. And desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Then they're the ones whom the seed was sown in the good soil. They hear it. They accept it. That word accepted, so welcome and acknowledge it, and they bear fruit. Again, over here. In Luke, the seed which fell among the thorns, they're the ones who heard. They go their way. Again, the worries, riches, pleasures of this life. The seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word, and with an honest and good heart, they hold it fast. They bear fruit with perseverance. And they embrace that word, honest, to embrace what is lovely to them. Okay? This word is lovely. I'm embracing it. I'm welcoming your word, Lord. and I want the Word to do what it's supposed to do. Okay? And two, and one of the words that the Lord was just speaking to me is how much worry, which is just a manifestation of unbelief, will choke the Word out. Right? And even speaking to me personally, Craig, there's some things, words that I've given you, and the reason you haven't seen the fruit of these words is because of worry. Your theory, or your, it's just unbelief. It is choking the Word out. Right? And they try to grow a little bit and just, you know, things that you're consumed with, or, you know, pleasure of this life, or the deceitfulness of wealth or money or anything like that. Choke the Word out. Right? This word of encouragement, but also a word, a challenging word to you. Ask the Lord. There's some things in your life that God has spoken that He wants to bring forth. But out of His love for you, it's staying there. Because that word can't grow. Because it'll be choked out or the sun will burn. He wants it to take root in the soil. And He wants it to bear 30, 60, or 100 fold. But you got to get your soil. You got to get these the thorns out of there. You got to get these rocks out of there so it can go deep. Perseverance and steadfastness are those words that go deep. If you're a person that walks in that, you're a deep person. Right? You're hanging in there. Some of it is that. Some of it is just that. That's the timing. I left it on a good note, right? Let God get that. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.